Hi there, boys and girls. I'm glad you come running when you hear that Children's Bible Club theme. You know, that theme song packs quite a wallop. It's full of vital truth for kids, that the Lord Jesus Christ is the only one who forgives and sets us free from sin, gives us new life, eternal life, and prepares us for heaven, and that He's coming back soon to take us to be with Him. Now that's a song worth singing. I hope you'll sing it with us on the Bible Club Day and all week long. The mailbag's been making me happy too, and I'm going to share it with you in a minute. But first, here's the choir and Mr. Woods to start us off today. Clubbers, we surely like to receive your letters and cards. There are short ones like this one from a girl in Maryland. Dear Aunt Carolyn, I listen to WOEL. Will you send me a brochure? Victoria. Sure, we'll send her a brochure and more. Now here's a letter from an adult, but it gives me an idea to remind you about our visualized gospel storybooks. It says, Dear Aunt Carolyn, your radio program has been a great inspiration to me. Every Saturday, for almost 1 year now, I always tune in to Radio Lighthouse in Antigua to listen to your program. I'm a Sunday school teacher, and I'm also a teacher by profession. Listening to your program has been a real source of blessing and gives me ideas to help with the spiritual development of these people that I work with. Well, that's great. We have sent her information and want to send it to you also if you'll email us at auntcarolyn@childrensbibleclub.com or snail mail to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. you'll also get the information not only on Aunt Carolyn's storybooks, but also on the Living Stories series, which so many love. You can get the address again at the end of the broadcast, so have your pencil and paper ready, and do write this week. Now, here's the choir again. This is the story, Too Good to Be True, and it's a true story. Did you ever hear anybody say, "Oh, that's too good to be true"? Well, today's story is about someone who said that. Imagine living back in the 1800s in the vast open territory in Australia, where there was no transportation but horseback or walking. A very rich and powerful man named Rutherford built and operated a stagecoach company, Cobb and Company. It became the largest stagecoach line in the world. They harnessed 6,000 horses a day and traveled 100,000 miles a week. Imagine that! One time, Mr. Rutherford came to America and traveled on a stagecoach here and especially noticed the horse's harness. "Say, driver, who made that fine harness your team is sporting?" The driver didn't know who Rutherford was, but he answered, "Oh, there's a saddler, a leather goods maker in the next town who made it. He does really good work." When the stage stopped in the little frontier town, Mr. Rutherford went straight to that saddler and ordered 500 sets of harness for his stagecoach line. Can you imagine how much leather that would take, or how long it would take to make them? But he ordered 500 sets of harness and then went down to the local bank and deposited the money to pay for all of them and told the banker to pay the man when the harnesses were all made and delivered. You'd think that saddler worked night and day to finish the job so he could get his money. But he didn't. In fact, times were mighty hard for him, and they kept getting worse, and he had no money to pay his bills, and his family was near starvation He was broke and desperate. Finally, he went to the bank to try to get some help. The banker was stern. "Don't you have any orders for leather goods you could fill that would help you when they were paid?" "No, sir," he answered dejectedly. "No big orders at all," the banker insisted. "No, only an order from some madman from Australia. He came in one day several weeks ago and ordered 500 sets of harness, but he must have been crazy." "Well," the banker said, "he was crazy enough to leave a big check here to pay for the harnesses when you shipped them." In shock, the saddler couldn't believe what he heard. All the time he was in desperate need, the answer was there, but he didn't believe the order was genuine. It seemed too good to be true. I guess it was the saddler who was crazy, not the man that ordered the harnesses. It's a strange story, but it's true. The order and the payment was real, but the saddler didn't believe it. Unbelief kept him in poverty until the banker finally convinced him that the money was on hand to cover the order. Like that saddler, we're bankrupt in spiritual poverty. We owe a huge debt for sin against the holy God. We're doomed to punishment in hell forever. But God loved us so much that he gave his only begotten Son to die to pay for our sins. He suffered our punishment. He offers eternal life and the riches of Christ. But some think it sounds just too good to be true. They don't believe God's word, so they look for salvation in many false hopes. But Jesus' offer is real. His payment is sure. We need to repent and believe his word, and by faith move from death and poverty to eternal life and riches in Christ. How about you? You need Christ's payment to cover your sin debt. First, admit that you're a sinner and need his payment. Then accept Christ and his payment for sin. His promise is true. You can bank on it. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. And he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. Now God bless you. Till next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.